Good morning. Blessing to be here this morning again to worship with the saints. That song 872 had some beautiful phrases in there. A song is well over 150 years old, and thinking of all the saints that it has blessed over the generations. But the phrases that stood out to me was, "For the souls he died to save, restored us with his blood, who gave his life for all." And that resonated with me as I thought of the verse that's been on my mind in Luke 12:32. Luke 12:32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." As I was asked to have a little opening here this morning, we've been reading through Luke, and that verse, just as the week went by, the verse just kept coming to my mind, and it's been a blessing meditating on it and in the context. But first of all, I want to really appreciate Brother Chris there and his meditations and speaking of the birds singing, the theme yesterday at the homeschool day was a song for your home. I think is how they said it. Michael Overholt talked a little bit about when God created song, and it was inspiring. But he, speaking of birds, he said there's a bird, and I think it was either a thrush or a thrasher, and I forget. He said a lot. It has a thousand different notes or tunes. How did he say that? Notes? Or he wasn't? Tunes? 1,000 different tunes. So if the birds... the birds can sing, how much more should we sing? That was inspiring yesterday. So let's turn to Luke 12 here, and I think what I'll do, just I'll read the context. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And I would desire my own life to read it more in that way. So we'll start it. In my Bible here, the context is sort of between verses 22 and 40, before 22. Jesus talked a little bit about covetousness. 21 says, "So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for your body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them all. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, Why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And if then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which are not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And he shall come, and if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. So there would be a number of different topics and things that could be preached from these verses. So I chose a few that I felt that the Lord is speaking to me and where I'm at in life. So in verse 31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God. When Matthew it says first instead of rather, and it also says God's righteousness. Everything that is right. So seeking first his kingdom and everything that is right that comes with it. So it seems like in the overall context here, the important thing would be that we focus on his kingdom and keep our lights burning versus the cares of life and what the nations of the world seek after. I did think of our little children, or all your children this morning. You also are included in seeking first the kingdom. Because I looked in the concordance, and there are six pages with the word children on them, over six pages. And that just really stood out to me. You are part of the kingdom. In Luke 18, verses 15 and 16, and they brought unto him also infants that he should touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. So, that's part of the part of the kingdom that God wants to give us. It's His good pleasure to give us, to give His kingdom to our children also. And may we, by faith, well, first of all, I just want to continue to talk to the children here. You should never think that you are too young to serve God, you children. And God will reward you greatly if you learn to honor and love and respect your parents. I believe that God will, that is a first commandment with promise, I think it says in Ephesians 6:2. I think we'll just read that. One and two, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. That was strongly emphasized yesterday too. Cheerful, willing, complete obedience. God will have great blessings on that. I like to tell my children, you're not doing it for me, but for yourself. another, in the verse, fear not, speaking to us parents, the speaker yesterday said a phrase that really sort of helped me to see maybe a little bit where I'm at. He said that sometimes we look at our inconsistencies and failures and we think we aren't qualified to lead out and help our children press on into the kingdom. John, John in Revelation 1:17 said, "And when I saw him, I fell as one dead. But he laid his right hand upon me, and he said, 'Fear not. I am the first and the last.'" Excuse me. God is still the same today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Joshua and Caleb said, they looked at those giants and they said, they would be as bread for us. The other ten, they quailed in fear. Lord, help us to overcome fear. Faith instead of fear. In just thought of this verse this morning here. 1 John 5:4. And for whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So, faith instead of fear. Another aspect, as I think of one with that verse, if you're not little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I heard a preacher say recently that, let's look at verse 35. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. And verse 37 says, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird them, they shall find them watching. Mark put it like this. What Mark 13:35, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight or at clock crowing or in the morning. In 1 Thessalonians 5:6, therefore let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. And I meditate a little bit on that. We heard a lot of warnings about God coming as a thief in the night when we were young. He didn't have a solution, really, but it was used more like a scaring tactic, maybe. But so I look at it. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but as a people, as God's people, we can be sleeping and not being watchful how the enemy is working. And so that's another sermon there. But as individuals, and even as we were reminded with Johnson, Chris's brother Stephen there. We do not know when our work here is done, and we're when our last day is, and so even as we were exhorted last evening to stay connected, to have a daily connection with our Lord, and to keep our lights burning, that was just a good reminder for me and to maybe be accountable one to another in this area. And then in the last point here, as far as is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom, I heard a preacher say recently here that God has given us imaginations, and it does us good to just meditate and think about eternity, how it will be. But and that came to my mind when I read verse 37 there, where it says, the last part, verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat and will come forth and serve them. I think if I understood that right, that's speaking of Christ there. And that's, we won't be able to probably get very far imagining how that will be. but it would probably do us good to do that. There's a few verses in Psalm 91:14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. In 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy? Are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? That's a little bit of a different context there, but just to think how the saints shall judge the world was just a mind-boggling thought there. In Revelations 3:21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. I guess the Lord help us to be of those that take verses like this. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Also be willing, I would be willing to follow or to do whatever it takes to be that recipient. Not to take it as, even as Chris mentioned, that there's much deception and in many different ways of interpreting scripture, but we want to take it as the Lord Jesus meant it here. So I think I'll close there. Maybe we could have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we bow before you here to thank you for your word. I do just ask you, in your great mercy, Father, that you would bless Brother Allen as he expounds on the living word. Help us, Father, to open up our hearts and our minds to take in the word, that it would change us more into the image of the Lord Jesus. We say we love you, Father. We want to love you more. Jesus' name. Amen.